A truly memorable encounter, one of simplicity and great depth. That was the reaction of Bishop Andrić of the Diocese of Belluno-Feltre the morning after he and 400 other religious men, priests, deacons and seminarians met and spoke with Pope Benedict XVI. The Holy Father has made it a tradition to encounter local clergy while on holiday, giving them the unique opportunity to ask the Pope's advice on some of the more problematic aspects of being a priest in modern times.
Sono Don Mauro.
One priest from Veneto expressed worry over the difficulty of serving more than one parish, pointing out that in the current climate of dropping vocations, many small parishes are left often without a resident priest. The Pope replied by encouraging priests to tap into the resource of lay movements and associations, pointing out that they offer a valuable contribution to the growth of the Church. Pope Benedict underlined that a priest is not a bureaucrat. A priest must be humble and he must be a listener who lives among the people of his community, accompanying them to God. He reflected that perhaps we talk too much today, that we must regain the most Marian of values, the ability to listen and to understand our neighbour, be he lay, of a diverse opinion, or a diverse religion. In short, less talk, more action, by openly and actively loving our neighbour. Thus concluded Pope Benedict, we are announcing the gospel and setting our parishioners the example to go forth and do likewise.
Assistiamo sempre più ad una ingente incremento.
A fourth question opposed the problem of Catholics who find themselves in broken marriages or who are divorced and thus excluded from communion. Pope Benedict XVI described it as a very painful problem, noting, however, that there is no simple solution.
Cosa fare? Io direi...
The Holy Father recommended greater preparation for the sacrament of marriage to avoid the modern tendency to give in to trends of satisfying passing whims. Marriage is a lifelong commitment, he said. Nature itself tells us so. Thus we must help men and women to rediscover this aspect of their human nature and to avoid the trend to marry, divorce and remarry, just because it's what everybody else is doing. Above all, we must remember always to represent God's truth and his infinite compassion.
Don Alberto, Santo Padre, i giovani sono il nostro futuro e la nostra speranza.
Another issue raised by the priests of the diocese was the suffering of today's youth. In his response, the Pope reflected that the main cause of their unhappiness is found in contemporary society's inability to supply adequate answers to their search for meaning. The Pope spoke of the scourge of suicide, of the rising problem of road deaths due to dangerous driving, of young people's frenetic search for pleasure and fulfilment, which too often has tragic consequences. Once again, the Pope emphasized formation, an essential tool, he said, to help them find the answers they are looking for, and also to dispel their confusion over issues such as the relationship between evolutionism and creationism, or human life and bioethics.
Grande problema è se Dio non c'è e non è il creatore.
The Pope noted how in Western society the desire to reach a greater understanding of the human being has led the scientific community to reduce the person to an object, negating the spiritual and philosophical dimension of man, thus resulting in a world without faith or God. Pope Benedict commented that in this case the world is ruled by arbitrary opinion and emotionalism, leaving the door open to all kinds of evils, which uninformed minds, above all the young, are particularly susceptible to.
Vero sviluppo del mondo e della società.
Pope Benedict XVI is in the last week of his period of rest in northern Italy. This weekend, the Holy Father is due to return to the papal summer residence of Castel Gandolfo, just south of Rome. I'm Ema McCarthy.